Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's right, our birthday celebration for Sunday, March 11th. We are going to start with a longtime White House correspondent, Mr. Sam Donaldson. He is celebrating number 84.
Jimmy Carter made peace in the Middle East, Israel and Egypt, peace treaty. One killer rabbit.
Right.
And what do you remember about him, right? The killer rabbit. Gerald Ford hit his head a couple of times. Chevy Chase destroyed him. The guy was a pretty good president. So this $200 haircut and the firing of these people, it's not a hill of beans when you look at the energy program and you look at the effort to renew the economy. However, are you talking about the BTU tax?
Were we?
Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the way it is? Okay, celebrating birthday number 71, Mark Stein of Vanilla Fuzz.
Set me free.
Also celebrating number 68.
Song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry.
That's Bobby McFerrin. Again, he turned 68 today.
In every life we have some trouble. But when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry.
From the Statler Brothers, Jimmy Fortune turns 63.
Oh, Elizabeth, I long to see your pretty face. I long to touch your lips. I long to feel your warm embrace.
Don't and celebrating number 75. This guy is one of our favorite blues of all time, and it is Mr. Bob Plager.
So it was a night in Montreal. The St. Louis Blues are in there, and we're playing Montreal, and it's hockey night in Canada, which we all know. So it's, boy, my buddies will be sitting in this bar watching it. My dad will be over here watching it. My mom will be watching. Everybody's going to. So you always try. You got to play good, too.
What a great guy. Bob Plager turning 75. Ran into him outside Amalie Arena in Tampa a couple of years ago. And just a couple of fans, you know. And he's like, oh, yeah, how you doing? And we got talking. He took pictures. And just as nice a guy as you can find. And we just love him. Bobby Plager. And happy birthday to him. And happy birthday to all of those who are celebrating today, especially you, if today is your birthday. On this day in entertainment history in 1968, oh, a great moment for Otis Redding. Posthumously, as 3 months after his death, he was awarded a gold record for this.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
One of those songs that just defines a generation. Otis Redding, 1968, sitting on the dock of the bay, gets his gold record. A year later, the song won 2 Grammy Awards.
Watching the tide roll away.
Also on this date in entertainment history, Aquarius and Let the Sun Shine In by the Fifth Dimension named Record of the Year at the Grammys. That was 1970. And on this date in 1993, Elizabeth Taylor received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the American Film Institute.
Ah, 'tis the refuge we take when the unreality of the world sits too heavy on our tiny heads. Relax. Sink into it. You know better than anybody else.
And on this date in 1997, Queen Elizabeth knighted this man.
And when I go away, I know my heart can stay with my love. It's understood.
Sir Paul McCartney. This date in entertainment history here on Total Information AM.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.